Go out and talk to somebody. It's okay. Say something, something. That was awesome. That was awesome. Woo. Son, you did great. I'm talking about, look. Oh, all of us. I'm talking about when you started talking. God is good. There we go. Make sure you go. You know, Linda just sent me something. If anybody wants to complain about any sounds in the church, any music or whatever, let me tell you something. This is scientific facts. Ready? The loudest sounds on earth. Number one, and this is decibels. It's only like, this is the lowest decibels. Believe it or not, it's lowest decibels. Concert speakers. Next up is fireworks. Double it is gunfire. Double that is blue whales. And the most annoying sound in church is the opening of candy wrappers. Oh, God is so good. Wasn't that awesome today? Wasn't that so, 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 so awesome? Amen. I do want to tell you, let's get this going here. There we go. There was a gentleman in a hospital bed next to another guy, and he was covered with bandages from head to toe, and he said, "What do you do for a living?" He said, "I'm a former window washer." He asked, "Well, when did you give that up?" He said, "Halfway down." All right, we're going to be careful. Let's all be careful, amen. Now, I told you today is going to be life-changing. And matter of fact, from here on through the year, but especially the first quarter, is going to be life-changing. Remember, this is the year that we go beyond the mile, okay? Second Mile Ministries. This is the year we go beyond the mile, amen? And sometimes it's hard to understand what going beyond the mile is. And so today, I'm going to show you and talk to you just a little. My fact is probably just the introduction. Okay, of a two-parter. But I want us all, first let's all stand up, get your Bibles. John chapter 13. John chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, y'all say it's supposed to be all over. Okay, here it is. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, or now he has entered his mind in a very powerful way, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God, and that he went to God, he riseth up from supper, laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. Now remember, This should have been done before the 8. This is after the 8. This is very, very, very special. Out there, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto the Lord, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. And then Simon Peter said unto the Lord, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said, He that is washed, he is not saved to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And you are clean, but not all. Stretch forth your hands this way. Ask God for a special touch, a special anointing. I ask you, God, right now, Lord, to open our hearts, to open our minds, to open our ears. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying. Help us, God, not to get caught up in anything around us, anything that can distract us, Lord. If we got our phones out, I ask you right now, Lord, to help us, Lord, put them up. Turn them down, put them up. If they can, if it's not waiting for important calls, turn them all. No distraction, none. We're getting ready to enter into a solemn, and very special time. In the name of Jesus, we love you, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and the church said, amen, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Now look at somebody on the way down and say, I know we say it all the time, but it's so powerful. The past is behind us. The future is ahead of us. God is with us. And nothing shall be impossible. So now we're talking about this is the second mile year or beyond the mile. Amen. And for the next couple weeks, we're going to talk about second mile servanthood, John chapter 13. Little subtitle, the towel that turned the world upside down. Wow. The towel that turned the world upside down. That's a very powerful, powerful, powerful thought. So I'm just going to, like I said, this is the intro. So I'm going to try to slow it down, but it won't take long, I promise. We'll be out here by 4 o'clock. We'll be out of here. We'll be out of here. And just, no, we'll be out here in just a little while. That was so awesome. Man, that was awesome. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Now, there are many symbols in Scripture. There's the cross, which equals, say it, the tomb equals the crawl or the crown equals, but in John 13, something special is taking place. The cross is getting ready to take place, so is the tomb, and soon he's always wore the crown, but now he's in his earthly body, but he's going to return. He's still the king, but he's going to return to his throne. So all this stuff is coming up, but before all this, there's something else. Jesus picks up a symbol rarely separated or celebrated, and that's the towel. The towel, this was a job of a common servant. Matter of fact, none of the apostles had even tried before the meal to take this place. Nobody had washed their feet. And so they eat their meals, kind of like some of us do when we eat our meals and don't wash our hands. I know nobody does that. I'm looking at a couple I've seen lately. And Jesus, after supper's ended, he wants to make sure they understand this is more than a ceremonial cleaning. This is more than just cleaning their feet. This is a very powerful message. You see, in the kingdom, the towel is the true sign of greatness. Let that sink in for a minute. He said, he that wants to be the greatest among you, let him be the least among you. He's saying that in the upper room. They're not even listening. They're busy talking about who's the greatest. And he says, he that is the least among you is the greatest. You see, Jesus didn't just teach servanthood. He demonstrated it. And in this passage that we're getting ready, we just read, he calls us not just to serve. Here it goes. Y'all get ready. You better put on some a hard hat and some steel-toe shoes. Ready? But to serve at the second mile level. How many times have you heard somebody go, I'll be at work and somebody go, I'm just putting in my eight. I hated hearing that. I came early. I stayed late. I made sure my job was done. If I saw something on the other side needed to be done and I could help, I would help. I hate it. I'm just putting in my eight. Or I'm just here for the man. No, I'm doing everything as I'm doing it unto the Lord. Amen? So here it is. So he says, I don't want you just to serve. I want you to serve at the second mile level. I want y'all to say this with me. The second mile is where servants are made. Say that. The second mile is where servants are made. Amen? So let's go ahead. Like I said, it's not going to be long today, I hope. Okay? Look at these guys. They're in the upper room with Jesus. Jesus is about to die, and what are they doing? They're having a free-for-all. Context of John 13, the room before the towel. You can feel the tension in the room. It's the final night before the cross. Judas has already sold out Jesus, and Peter is hours away from denying him. And the disciples are arguing about who's the greatest. The weight of betrayal and abandonment is thick in the air. Wow. Let that set in. When Jesus needed his people the most, they couldn't be bothered by him. They were too busy being bothered by their own interest. Wow. Let's go a little bit further here. Jesus, he responds, not with the throne, not with the sword, not with the rebuke, but with the towel. He who sat on high, he who created the worlds, is now kneeling with the towel. You see, there's a second mile principle here. The very first one we need to learn, we're going to learn a lot of them as the year goes by. This is number one. Second mile servants respond to chaos with calm and to pride with humility. I got a red band that I wear on my arm, and I give it when I do CISM or critical incident stress management. And it says, first responders, bringing calm in the chaos. Wow. It's amazing how, when everything's falling all apart around you, how if somebody can bring a little calm, it makes things a little easier to bear. And so now, we're getting ready. This is, I told you, it's not going to be long today. Or maybe it's longer than I thought. Get ready. I'm still holding the towel. It's not as I didn't get a red towel, so y'all can't charge it. Bullfighters will understand. Yeah. The bull shooters have no idea. John 13:12. When he had washed their feet. Now, I want you to listen carefully. I don't do a whole lot of exegesis where you can actually see the exegesis, but I'm going to do this right now. The Greek for wash is a very special meaning, because in the Greek, it's not only the meaning of the word, it's the grammar of the word that's important. The aorist tense means that you're going to do it with power, with authority, and you're going to keep on doing it, and keep on doing it, and keep on doing it. And you're not going to stop until it's done. So watch this. It's complete. It's intentional. It is a decisive act. So him washing the disciples' feet was not symbolic. It was not partial. It was not rushed. Here we go. Y'all say let down the plow, Pastor. Jesus washed every foot. Y'all say that, every foot. Including Judas. Wow. What'd you think about that? Just a minute. You say, here's some servant insight. If you're going to be a good servant, a second mile servant, you're going to go to second mile. Jesus talked about it a lot. I mean, a whole lot. He talked about it. If you're going to go to second mile, we'll talk about this stuff later on. I don't want to get into all that. I just want to talk about the foot washing. Servant insight. Pay careful attention to what I'm getting ready to say. Servanthood is not selective. Just let that sink in. Servanthood is not selective. If you go to Beaufort Community, Beaufort Detention Center, Pitt Detention Center, you go to wherever like that, we're not selective. We're told where to go. It asks us what block are we going to, and we talk to everyone. It is a state law, a national law, the RLUIPA law. We have to come in contact with every person. And for those that want to show off up there, their knowledge of the law, if they feel like somebody did not minister to them, the prison can be charged $25,000 to $50,000 for each time somebody said they were not ministered to. So we have to. We have to. Jesus didn't have to. Servanthood is not selective. You don't get to choose whose feet deserve washing. Woo! I'm going to just slow it down because this needs to sink in, because this is going to take our whole year. This is going to change you. This will change you. You don't get to choose whose feet deserve washing. Amen? Jesus washed the feet of those who would betray him, those who would deny him, and those who would abandon him. A matter of fact, how many is that? To start with, all of them. Then John followed, and then he started getting closer, but in the very beginning, everybody scooted. Then John come back, and can you imagine? The guys you put your trust in, the guys you had depended on, the guys that you knew had your back, didn't have it. You know, let me tell you something. There was this nurse. This is a real life story. It happened in a downtown hospital on a cold winter morning. A homeless man was brought into the ER, dirty, shivering, barely conscious. His clothes were torn. His hair was matted. His feet. His feet were in terrible condition. They were swollen. They were cracked. They were infected. And they were covered in layers of dirt. The smell was overwhelming. Most of the staff stepped back. Some turned their heads and a few whispered, "I can't deal with that." But one nurse, a quiet, gentle woman in her late 50s, walked forward. She didn't flinch. She didn't hesitate. She didn't even put on gloves and rush through it. She knelt down. She filled a basin with warm water. She took a towel and she began to wash his feet. Slowly, tenderly, and carefully. As she worked, the man woke up and began to cry. And he said, "Why would you touch me? Nobody touches me." And the nurse looked at him and said, "Because Jesus washed mine." See, the second mile, that's what it looks like to wash the feet of people who others avoid. I mean, it looks like Judas is in your life around you. You know, we had a guy in Benson, his name was Brother Donald. Brother Donald was a big man. He only had one leg. And the one leg he had left, his foot got infected, and it turned black, and gangrene was setting in. And the doctor said, "We got to take your foot." He said, "You're not going to take my foot." He says, "That's the only thing it's the only thing I got left to stand on. I'm going to go ahead and get it out." All right. He says, "It's the only thing I got left to stand on." And I watched his foot. It got darker and darker till it was black. And I remember we were having a foot washing and communion service at church. This man loved the Lord. He loved to be in the church. He loved anything about the church. He just always wanted to be there. He was a harmonica player. Him and Eddie would have got along very good. They played a lot alike. And he told me, I went to visit him on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday sometime. And he said, "We're having foot washing this Sunday, right?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You know, I ain't been to church in a month." I said, "I know." He said, "I won't be there this Sunday because I can't get up and walk." I said, "I understand." He said, "I would give anything to be able to participate in the foot wash." I said, "Well, you hang on, Brother Donald." Sunday we had the foot washing service and we had the communion. And on Monday, I knocked on his door. And we knocked on his door, his wife opened the door, and I had a basin in my hand and a towel. And I had some grape juice. And I had some cups. And the little crackers. And I said, "Guess what, bro? You ain't got to feel left out anymore." And I gave his family communion. And then I reached down. And I said, "God, I'm doing this for you and for him." I reached down. That foot that was so infected and so black, I thought it should have been amputated. And I put it in the water. And I didn't just put it in and pull it out. I put it in and I just rubbed it. And since he only had one foot, I thought I'd do enough for 2 feet. I just rubbed it. And I watched that man cry and cry and cry and cry and raise his hands and worship the Lord. That left something in me that I will never forget. Because of his faith, just a few weeks later, his foot started changing colors. He said, "You're not cutting it off." His foot started changing colors. And within a month or two, his foot looked like a baby's behind. It was so clean and so beautiful. It's powerful what happened. But I just remember that, but I also remember about washing the feet. Now, here's the insight. Here's the servant insight. Life application challenge. I'm going to bring a lot of these to you. I'm going to start really bringing this in so we can get this done. I'm going to put challenges in front of you every week so you can do what we're talking about. Get ready. Just get a pencil and a piece of paper. Write it down if you can. If you don't, please remember this, because this here is going to be an ouchie moment. Ready? Serve someone who doesn't deserve. This week. Think about it. Ready? Bless someone who has hurt you. Help someone who cannot repay you. Show kindness to someone who irritates you. Why? Because the second mile begins where your comfort zone ends. Y'all said it with me. Because the second mile begins where our comfort zone ends. Wow. He says, I have set you an example. That word example in the Greek means blueprint, model, pattern. I've showed you something to live by. I've showed you something that's very powerful. You see, Jesus is saying, this is not a moment. This is a model. This isn't something that you just watch what I did to you. I want this to go on time and time and time again. In aorist tense, you wash and wash and wash and wash. It's like this. We are to wash one another's feet. So, watch this. No servant is greater than his master. If Jesus served, we cannot excuse ourselves from serving. Just about there. Y'all watch this, and we're getting ready to close. And we're going to close different today. Ready? The second mile pattern. The first mile is what is expected. The second mile is what is anointed. Whew! The first mile is what people see. The second mile is what God rewards. The first mile is where religion stops. The second mile is where revival begins. Ready? The first mile is obligation. The second mile is revelation. The first mile is law. The second mile is love. Jesus didn't wash feet. He went the second mile. I'm going to do this without any music right to start with. And then once we get going, BJ, I want you to come play the piano some. When you get going, all right? Yeah, I want you to be part of this too. Ready? I told you it's going to be different. Putting out a challenge right now, second mile challenge. Don't go yet, but listen, I want everybody to form a line. This way and this way. Form a line. I'm going to give you a reminder, and I'm going to commission you. You say, how are you going to do all that? You'll see. You'll see. Very important. Now, when everybody do it, everybody stand up. Your will wants to accept your challenge. I want you to line up out here. Line up across. Go back down here. We're going down. Keep on going. If you go down in the middle, that's fine too. This is your reminder. Yeah. No, no, it's a towel. It's a towel. It's a towel. Has everybody got the reminder? Everybody got it? Zipper. Zipper. Mr. Miyagi. I want you to hold that towel out. Hold it out. Hold it out. Just a minute, I'm going to commission you. I promise you, if you follow this, your life will never be the same. I want y'all to look up at the screen. I wrote it down so you can hear it. See it and hear it. Ready? In the name of the Lord, I commissioned you to walk the high road, to serve the second mile, to lead with humility, to influence with integrity, love with the heart of Christ. May your life reveal the Tao, your leadership reveal the cross, and your steps follow the path of Jesus. Now raise those hands. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I put it out there, Lord. I believe it's what you showed me to do. I put it out there. Now it's important that we all do it. We all need to reach down, pick up that towel, and understand. Go ahead, BJ. Get in place. Know that you got something special in store for this church, and it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see what you're going to do, but it starts when we go the second mile. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We praise your name, and we thank you for your mercy and your grace. And we thank you that you showed the example. You went the second mile first. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The church said, amen. Try and get somebody a high five. Give them a high five. High five, high five, high five. Now you can be seated. Did anybody else need another towel while I got him here? Did anybody else need another towel for somebody that's not here today? Here. There y'all go. There you go. Anybody else need a towel for somebody that wasn't here today? Please let me know. We're getting ready to dismiss. Everybody cool? Y'all say this with me. Lord, we're ready to make a difference more than we ever have. Help us to go the second mile again and again and again and again. Thank you, Lord. Give Lord a hand clap. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer, and then let Brother Wayne to dismiss us in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead